Soon to be Memorial Day weekend. You know what that means, Bill.
Time to grill. Yes. It is time to grill, Wendy. Everybody start grilling now. Dane Neal joins us right now to talk about it. Hi, how are you, Dane?
I am good and better now. I think we're going to be better starting after this weekend as we kick off kind of this, this whole kind of spring has been like cold, warm, cold, warm, cold, cold, cold,
yep.
rainy,
yep.
right? But after this weekend, I think that the calendar is going to flip to awesome, right? And we're going to kick in right after Memorial Day.
What month is that?
So it's awesome time, right? It's backyard yep. barbecue season. And so you want to prepare. You want to be there on stage. You know, we've got people coming over and all those things. We'll be recognizing all of the real important reasons for Memorial Day, supporting our military men and women in uniform. But everybody's got to eat something, right? And this is that time on the barbecue side. And mm-hmm. we've got Dan Marguerite from Backyard Barbecue in Wilmette. When it comes to like the Mecca, right? You know, the Taj Mahal for the taste buds when yes. it comes to grilling, people think, hey, you get spoiled. You know, they've got an aisle at Home Depot, right?
Yeah.
Or the Ace Hardware, nothing yeah. against the selection there. But when you can come to a true shrine for grilling, you want to do it over there on Green Bay Road.
How are you, Dan? Nice to see you.
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
We've already established this, but your place of business is about 4 minutes from my house, and I keep passing by it, and I can't wait to try it. It looks so good.
Well, we look forward to having you.
And tell the background. You were close by. You were kind of on the other side of Green Bay Road until fairly recently, right?
Yeah, we opened up in 2003 across the street at Poplar and Greenleaf, and about 2.5 years ago, this old car wash came available, so we decided to expand. And so we purchased, renovated, and now we have about a 5,000 square foot showroom.
Congrats.
Have you always loved to barbecue?
I have, you know.
Were you always good at it?
Pretty good. My father was real dear friends with George Stevens, who invented the Weber kettle.
Oh, my
so
God.
It's always been kind of part of our life growing up. So, yeah.
I like to grill. My husband is just kind of, I might be a little bit of a control freak. And it just comes with practice because sometimes your steaks are too rare. Sometimes they're overdone. But the more you do it, the better you become, correct?
True. Yeah,
is it practice does make perfect in this
yes.
case?
And it's better to practice on some cheaper piece of meat than
yeah, that's a good point.
But it's also important to have like the right equipment too. And we all think that it begins and it ends with the Weber grill, of course, based in Palatine. So much great history there, and there's nothing wrong with it. I've got a Weber as well. So does most people. But what Dan has is he has kind of the full range, the arsenal, if you would, of all the different tools and supplies on the grilling side. Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe, is a big supporter, ambassador for the Big Green Egg. If you're familiar with the Big Green Egg, kind of aspirational.
Explain what that is
it's
for people
big,
who don't
it's
know.
Green, it's
and
shaped
it's
like an egg, yes.
All right.
And it's
yeah,
a grill.
Big Green Egg.
Right. It's like a porcelain ceramic.
Yeah, they call them
grill.
A Kamado-style grill.
Yep. And yep. then you've got pellet smokers where you can kind of set it up and leave it. They've won competitions. You've got all of those things, right? I mean, there's more than just the Weber now these days.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. There's so many models of gas, charcoal, pellet, and electric smokers.
Go to the gas charcoal debate. We switched to a gas grill when we moved into our house. I'm fine with the flavor. I know it's a little bit different from a more traditional, but it serves
its
purpose.
It's not that different.
It's
I'm
not
sorry.
Dramatically different, is it? Or is it?
Well, you're asking the wrong person. I think it is dramatically different.
Is it?
Dramatically different.
Yeah, I do sell a lot of gas grills, and I have a gas grill and use it. But there are certain things I just have to cook on charcoal, because of the flavor.
Yeah.
And what's the difference, really? And do you use flavorings on the charcoal when you do it, or?
It depends. Sometimes I will use, additional wood on top of the charcoal if I'm smoking something at a lower temperature. But for just a steak, I will use just fired on all natural lump charcoal usually.
You know what might be the problem? When I was growing up, we only had we didn't have a gas grill. It was only charcoal, and all right. of our food tasted like lighter fluid.
Oh.
I mean, really, back in the day, that's what you did.
It is. I don't even sell lighter fluid at my store. We sell a charcoal chimney, so you could
yep.
use that to light any type of charcoal with newspaper.
You remember mm-hmm. that taste then, too.
Oh.
I do, yes.
We all remember, but that was, we were just
kind
doing
it wrong. Kind of a gasoline-y flavor that some people enjoy, but it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
No. Can you imagine, though, he's got a barbecue store that doesn't even sell lighter fluid, right? So there you have it. There's other options. And that yep. chimney, I think, it was one of those epiphanies, when I first discovered one of those, it was like, whoa, and it's so much easier. I mean, how many times have you started back in the day?
Right.
You go back, look at the hair, they go and no. And it just dragged it all out.
Yeah.
And invariably, right, it tastes like, it's got that petroleum flavor so
yeah.
many people love.
Yeah.
But I can smell, like if a neighbor's using it, I just kind of shake my head. I don't
yep.
say anything.
But Dan, when people come in and they ask for it and you explain to them that you don't sell it, they'll look at you sideways, I'm guessing, and go, you have to, right?
But some do, but there's been kind of a let's say, a renaissance in recent years towards charcoal.
Yeah.
And people are very concerned about what's in charcoal. So, like, the charcoal we sell is all natural, whether it's a briquette form or a natural lump. I get charcoal from South America, you know, so I have different brands of lump charcoal, too. So people, after you kind of listen, they listen to me, and I tell them exactly why I sell what I sell.
Dan, I get the asbestos charcoal. That's fine, right? There's nothing wrong with that, I hope.
You can't find it as much anymore.
It's harder to
really
find.
Really got to look for
Boy,
it.
Boy, it's tough to find. All right, we'll take a quick break and then continue our discussion. If you want in, 312-981-7200, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN. All right, it's time to start grilling, everybody. It's Bill and Wendy along with Dane Neal. Dane has brought a very esteemed guest, Dane.
Yes, not only an esteemed guest, but a esteemed guest who is in charge of an esteemed location, a place on the earth, the Taj Mahal for the taste buds when it comes to grilling. We were talking a little bit about some of the equipment and some of the things, the gadgets that you can use. And what I would like to, everyone's familiar with the Weber and now, of course, the chimney starter and all that kind of stuff, but I would like to know a little bit about, like, the Big Green Egg. We kind of teased a little bit, and then also, like, the pellet smokers for those people looking to kind of take that next step, and you guys sell a lot of each one of those.
We do, yeah. So the Big Green Egg is a charcoal griller smoker, so it can maintain a very low temperature, like 225 for 15-18 hours. Then you can sear steaks at 700 degrees. You can even use it as a wood fired oven and do pizza in there.
That's Dan Marguerite, by the way, from Backyard Barbecue in Wilmette, for people who don't know.
And Dan, I know you've done this. Have either of you two cooked a pizza on a grill? Because I've never done it.
Yes, we do it constantly. And also, we do events at our store. It's probably the number one item picked on our menu.
And when you do it, you need a special tin tray or something to put on the grill, right?
We sell many different styles of pizza stone that you can put on a gas grill, on a charcoal grill. Yeah, and even pizza ovens we sell, too.
And you got to take the cardboard off.
Oh, that's the mistake I've been making. Hold on.
And on the Big Green Egg side, they come kind of small all the way to enormous, anything from, I think, like maybe $500, $600, which it sounds like a lot, but really for those people in the know, this is pretty economical, all the way up to a couple thousand for one of these bigger kind of backyard encompassing
ones. They make a number of different sizes. Yeah, the most popular one I sell is a large size, and we sell our package for about $1,100 with the large egg.
That's not bad at all.
No, I don't think that's bad.
The other side, and this has been actual, like, bona fide hit television, like Barbecue Pitmasters, some of those, and you look at some of the contests that are going on around the country with social media, it gets shared. But, like a Traeger, like the pellet, where people are able to do brisket, right? It's not easy, especially on an outside grill, to keep that temperature and then keep it for, extended periods of time. But you can, and it's pretty affordable.
With a pellet, you can just load the hopper with the pellets, program it for 225, and go to bed. And it will burn all night long at 225. With whatever type of piece of meat you have in there.
And you're comfortable with leaving it on throughout the night? There's no reason to be nervous about that?
No,
everything's
not at all.
Good?
Yeah.
The neighbors may steal it, though, right?
True. Right.
Coming over with big tongs.
There's always a danger of that. So what's a food, like, a lot of people wouldn't think pizza on the grill could work, but you've proven otherwise. What's a food that even you would say, I'd probably not put this on a grill?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti's bad on a grill?
Nice. We've tried actually a pasta pancake on our griddle. One of the chefs that cooks at my store used to have it at his restaurant, so we've actually had that as an appetizer. So, but yeah, I would not recommend spaghetti normally.
Lobster? Have you ever done lobster on the grill?
Oh yeah.
That's pretty good?
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful. Yeah, it is quick, and you got to be careful because obviously you've spent a lot of money, and that thing will turn to rubber pretty quick.
Oh, all right.
Are there any tips that, if you obviously the tip would be, come out to the store, show up, and kind of find some things, and we'll talk a little bit about the classes that you have available as well. But as people kind of gear up and get ready for Memorial Day, are there any kind of tips on the things that you should do, shouldn't do?
Well, so, like, I'm sure this weekend with Memorial Day, a lot of people be cooking burgers. It's an American classic. You want to try to cook it at a proper temperature, flip it maybe once or twice. Do not smash it. You don't want the juices to come out of there. A chef I had the other night did a grilling 101 class. She told everyone to put a big thumbprint in the middle because that way it will cook a little bit more evenly so it doesn't puff up before you put it on.
I've heard that. Never tried it, though. Yeah.
Go back to the flipping for just a little bit. Dane, over the years, has brought many people in, and there's always... It's funny how they go in one camp or the other. Some people say, you want to flip it once or twice, never more than twice. Other people go, flip it the whole time. You want to keep it cooking evenly. Where do you stand on that?
Well, it depends on how big the cut is and what it is. A lot of people... I was saying before to Dane, if you're looking, you're not cooking. So you keep opening the lid, you're going to lose temperature, You want to always... Say it's a boneless chicken breast, give it a little bit of lift.
Right.
And when it's ready to turn, it will come away. If it's still sticking, close it back up the lid,
really?
Keep it going. Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's it.
That's great advice.
That.
if it's still sticking. Because I like sit there and I'll scrape it and just leave it.
Yeah, you'll shred it like a chicken breast, you know, burgers. And you don't want to split those open either, you know.
When it's ready to flip, it's easy to get the spatula underneath it.
And if you're looking, you're not cooking, right? Because when you're opening it up, you're obviously, you know, taking the heat's going away. You're doing all the things you shouldn't be doing. Okay, so that's great. On the collector side, anytime. And some of these things are some big ticket items that people want. And if you have one grill, of course, you're going to need 11, right, Bill?
Yeah, right. At least 11.
Because with you, with your collections, right? You didn't just stop at one thing, right? You know,
going.
You need everything. I was surprised to hear that there is a history, like a collector thing. We talk about cars all the time on the road and collector cars, and people stand around and look at it. Oh, is this the model with the so and so? And Dan was talking about, you know, he's got a, you know, is it a 1968 Weber Sequoia with
it's called an Imperial Sequoia.
Imperial Sequoia. Yeah. So, and this is like a collector. So they go back retro, and there are classic grills that people, love and collect.
Yeah, they're very sought after. Certain models are. I was telling Dane, I have this 68 Imperial Sequoia.
Doesn't it sound like a car?
It's like a redwood cart with the kettle, you know, built into it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all original. It's really cool.
It's still operational.
Yeah, but I don't use it.
Oh,
I can't.
It's a collector's item. Yeah.
Never sees snow, nothing.
I also have Weber did a 10-year anniversary Homer Simpson grill.
Oh, my God.
So
with
I have
his
that
big
up
head
on
as the lid.
Wow, is this the picture of him on the lid? It's funny. Yeah, so, and there's, you know, the kettle was born in the 50s, so people look for that original kettle. I'm looking for this one from the 60s called the Westerner because that's the one I grew up with. My dad and I always cooked on. And I asked Jimmy Stevens, you know, the CEO of Weber, I saw him a couple months ago. He says, you're looking for the Holy Grail.
You won't find it?
Yeah.
You got to keep looking, though.
Yeah. So I'm trying.
Where do you look for it? Do you go to eBay for something like
eBay,
that?
eBay, yeah. They pop up on Craigslist once in a while.
Yeah.
I've been delivering grills. A couple of weeks ago, I was in the city delivering a Big Green Egg. Happened to glance over the neighbor's fence, and I asked the gentleman that I was delivering the egg to, I said, how well do you know your neighbor? He goes, yeah, pretty well. I go, does he ever use that grill? I could tell it was an old 26-inch Weber kettle from probably the 70s. I said, I gave him my card and I said, hey, ask him. If he ever wants to sell that thing, tell him to call me. I'll take it.
Really? Yeah. So for the Holy Grail one, what's a ballpark price? Like if you saw one in decent condition,
made the face of how could you put a price on it?
It's going to be too expensive. It's going to be really expensive.
Oh, I would guess probably $1,000 or more.
Oh, all right. That's
not that much.
You could do that, right?
We'll pitch in for you.
You
know, we have some of the guys on the show, you know, that do, like counting cars and some of those restoration people that take old, you know, hot rods and like turn them back. And is there a market for that? That you know a guy that'll take your old grill from the backyard and you know, paint it up, put some flames on it, whatever, make it pristine?
I think there is. There's a Weber Kettle Club. And, you know, those guys helped me when I tried to restore this Homer Simpson one. You know, I had to clean the inside and do a couple things to get it looking pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You know, and it's as it sits in my showroom. And they have all these methods to try to clean the things back up.
Also, not maybe there'll be an expert that comes in and can talk about that stuff. But for regular classes, for things people all want to know, you guys have a lot of classes at the store.
Yeah, we have classes on the Big Green Egg, which are very popular. Last week we had a Girls at the Grill class. So 14 women signed up. And my chef taught them all how to do some simple basic recipes. Next week, we have a guy from Kansas City coming. It's a button brisket class, so it's on smoking. I've got four. It's sold out. I have 40 people signed up for that one.
Wow.
So,
that's outstanding.
Button brisket. That's awesome.
See, it's not at this point, it's become an art form, hasn't it? I mean, there was a time where you go, oh, yeah, everyone's dad can grill. There's no big deal. But now
it's
an art form.
Yeah, this last weekend, it was Memphis in May, which is like the Super Bowl, you know, in the barbecue industry. And these guys, you know, there's a gentleman here in town. If you've ever been to Lily's Q,
yeah,
he's got the trophies. You ever seen the trophies in his restaurant?
Yeah,
he's one. You know,
we've had Charlie McKenna in
here before. He's doing a rib class for me in June at the shop. Yeah,
Are you okay with parboiling ribs? Right. I ask this to everyone, and I get mixed answers.
Myron Mixon said it was okay.
I am not okay with that.
All right, makes it much easier.
What about putting brats in beer before you put them on the grill? Is that the way to go?
I like to do it after to hold them.
After?
Yeah, I like to get the smoke flavor in there, and then you just have a pan on the grill, so you could cook 20 brats. You know, you get the nice flavor in there, and just drop them right in the beer and onions and let them sit in there.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Boy, I learned so much.
That's a great idea.
You can hear all this stuff here, but there's no substitute for stopping by. Right?
No, that's so true. That's so true. That's Dane Neal. That's Dan Marguerite. Again, the shop is called Backyard Barbecue. It's in Wilmette. What's the exact address?
It's 535 Green Bay Road. We're kind of tucked back off just off of Green Bay, but our address is 535 Green
Bay
Road.
Great to meet you.
Great
for having
me.
And again, those words, if you're not cooking, you're looking, what is it?
If you're looking, you're not cooking.
If you're looking, you're not cooking.
Already failed. He already failed his class.
Words to live and cook by.
And now he's booking. So it all makes sense. Bye, everybody. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.